The tags will be placed on 5 random loons in the wild. Researchers with the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse will track their movements as they fly south. Jack Wade is the center's deputy director. He says wildlife biologists will be looking to see whether they winter on the Atlantic coast or head for the Gulf of Mexico.
If they are down there, do they make their way back to the upper miss, you know, after the season, or do we lose them? And 5 tags isn't really enough. It's a starting point, but again, it's an indication of whether we may be seeing some problems with losing birds because of oil contamination.
State wildlife managers are worried migrating birds may eat contaminated fish or find little to feed on down in the Gulf. An estimated 238 species of birds breed in Wisconsin, then fly south to winter. Craig Thompson is a regional land program supervisor for the State Department of Natural Resources out of La Crosse. Thompson says more than half of Wisconsin bird species spend their winters in Latin America.
The Gulf Coast is a really important stopover site as those birds need to refuel and add body fat in order to continue these arduous hemispheric journeys that they undertake on a twice annual basis. So the Gulf Coast beaches and marshes are quite important for them.
Thompson says loons and white pelicans may be especially vulnerable since they often spend their entire winter in the Gulf. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will have meetings this summer to discuss any regulatory or conservation changes that may be made in response to the oil spill. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.